Parenthetically, the psukim earlier, when they discussed Rachel and Leah, so it says in Pasuk Lamed, Parakhav Tes Pasuk Lamed, that Yaakov loved Rachel more than Leah. And the next pasuk says that Leah saw, that Hashem saw that Leah was hated. So, remember Akilah said over, what's a pshat? She saw that Leah was hated. What does it mean Hashem saw that Leah was hated? The pasuk before says that Yaakov loved Rachel more than Leah. The Gra that I just saw in the Klayakar says a different pshat in the pasuk. He says, "Vayev gamis Rachel mi Leah," because of Rachel's greatness, that she gave over the simanim to Leah, Yaakov loved her more. Mi Leah doesn't mean he loved her more than Leah. It means he loved her from Leah, because of the way she acted towards Leah, Yaakov loved her more. Vayev gamis Rachel, he loved her even more. He didn't have hard feelings. He didn't have hard feelings that she tricked him. He loved her more because of what happened with Leah. But the simple pshat in the pasuk is that he loved both. He just loved Rachel more. So what does it mean Hashem sees that Leah is hated? Leah is not a hated lady. She's loved. Chas v'sham. You think Yaakov Avinu stams that Yaakov Avinu hated anybody other than a rasha, you know? So Akilah said, stam you cite for marriage. You cite that if a lady feels that someone is loved more, a lady feels hated. It's very important. You know, person gets married, he might have responsibilities in yeshiva. He might have responsibilities in his job. A person has to be always clear to his wife, and that's what a wife needs. He's always clear to his wife that she is first. That his love for her is far beyond his love even for the Bachrim, his love for everybody else. His love has to be first towards his wife many times. Could I just speak about a little bit? That many times people neglect their own wives, their own children, running to do different chesed, running to do different things. It can cause tremendous shalom bias problems. You know, you think it's a big mistake. Every bachur is going to get married and think, I don't know if I should say it, but I'm a blunt person. Every all of you are going to get married. And you're going, and many of you are going to try to imitate Rabbi Kalish. And, I have to have 15 bachim over every Shabbos meal. And you're going to try to imitate. And let me tell you, if you imitate, you make a big mistake. If it works out well, gevaldik. You can learn from someone's chesed. Never imitate, because there are people walking around, imitators. What happens is, if they're not, their wife is not Rebbetzin Kalish, and their wife wants more time alone with her husband, so the husband says, what do you mean? This is the way it did in Waterbury. Where's your Midas HaChesed? This guy's no Baal Chesed. If he's a Baal Chesed, then he cares about his wife. He's not a Baal Chesed. Maybe he wants to be popular. Maybe he's Mr. Popularity. He wants people to think that he's a Baal Chesed. If you do L'Shem Shemayim, you do what's right. If you don't do L'Shem Shemayim, you do what's wrong. Rabbi Kalish does it, by the way, yeah, he'll cook. But that's not the point. The point is, it's done not on your wife's cheshbon. Your first chesed has to come to your wife. Hashem, person will be judging Shemayim how he took care of his family first. That's more important. That shows your midos. To help everybody else, you know, a lot of times there's people that are lousy husbands. They get a phone call. Oh, can you help me out? Oh, sure. You need a ride? I'll drive you to the airport. If they go to the airport, their wife is left alone at home taking care of the eight children. Chesed. Not a chesed. It's easier for you to go drive to the airport and take care of your kids. You look a lot. You get a lot more publicity if you do a chesed than if you take care of if you stay home and help your wife. L'shem Shemayim. If it's a shame shemayim, then you'll act appropriately. What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu want? Wife first. If not, she'll be feel hated. If not, Vayar Hashem Kisnu Aleah. Aleah will feel neglected. First, that's you. Very, very intelligent. Life is about doing what's right. There's no exact system. There's no exact line for anybody. Life is doing what's right. For you, what right might be one thing. For somebody else, right might be another thing. I say that it's, you know, there's a, what's good for somebody else may not be good for you, and what's good for somebody else may not be good for somebody else. Meaning, if you see someone doing something, love that too for you. And by the way, you don't have to have this negative approach, but you should know in the back of your mind what other people do might not even be good for them. You don't know what's going on. You don't know what sacrifice, you don't know at what expense people are doing things. You really don't know. If you know somebody who's a mensch, who's a Balmidos, then you know he's doing things correctly. If the person is not known, if you don't know this person is a tzaddik, the person is a mensch, then you definitely have no way to know whether the person is acting correctly. Just because things look good doesn't mean they are good. You have to do what's right. And that's more important to you than anything else, to do what's right. The psukim say later, I was giving Shalom Bayis Shmuz, I'd spend more time on this, but it's not Shalom Bayis Shmuz, I just want to touch the tip of the iceberg. The psukim say later that Rachel zochet to Yosef. And what does she say? Vatayimer, she says, Asaf Elokim es charpas. Hashem gathered in my charpas, my embarrassment. So what does it mean, Hashem gathered in my embarrassment? So Rashi says, first pshat of Rashi is it's embarrassing to be a akara. It's embarrassing that I'm an akara. I wasn't able to have children, and people would say about me, people were saying that I'm going to go marry Esav. That I was meant. People are saying that I was meant to marry Esav. And then Rashi brings a medrash that when a person doesn't have any children, there's no one to blame something on. Something broken, something spills. You know, when there's a child in the house, they blame it on the children. If other people see something, they blame it on the children. They come into your house, it's a mess. Oh, the children made a mess. But when a person doesn't have children, so there's no one for people to put the blame on, so they'll realize that you're the one that's deserving of the blame. So I heard many, many years ago, but then another good vart that you remember, you don't forget, Ray Stern from Mir, Camp Heller, formerly from Camp Heller, said over from Shmuel Birnbaum, what is a pshat here? This is what she's thinking of Kodesh Baruch for? Because if something spills on the floor, they'll be able to blame it on the child? I mean, she said without children, she's Mesa. She's dead. A child, what a gift. We have to be very, very sensitive to people that don't have children or struggle in having children. Very, very sensitive to people. Many people are so unaware. Now it's not relevant to you so much. People are so unaware of other people's feelings. It's a terrible, terrible situation. Very, very difficult situation for Rachman al-Islam, people that have a hard time having children. It's a tremendous stress. It's very, very difficult. Very, very difficult situation. Personally, very, very sensitive. But this is what she's saying. Thank Hashem, something spills. Someone to put the blame on. It's not understandable. So Shmuel Berman said himself. So Shmuel Berman said that she's showing that she appreciates every aspect of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's gift. Of course she appreciates a child. Of course, a child is the greatest gift in the world. But she's a thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so much so, I have so much appreciation, there's not one nekuda, not one point of the gift of having a child that I want to neglect in my thank you. It's a very nice vart. I like to say over the same vart with a little bit different spin. I want to say over that Rachel was saying as follows. Rachel saying, the whole time I was going through this difficulty of not able to have a child. This difficult time, these many years where I suffered, not able to have a child, watching my sister have children. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I know that you recognize every aspect of my pain. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you felt, you consider it, you had mercy on every aspect of that. Also, even that cherpa, even the inability to be able to have someone, a child to blame on, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you recognize that also. When a person goes through a difficult situation, he has to realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has Rachmanis. Hashem is more sensitive than any human being could be. Hashem knows every aspect of your pain. Every aspect of HaKadosh Baruch Hu understands your pain. Whatever reason HaKadosh Baruch Hu felt that Rachel had to go through this difficult time, whatever reason HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts us through difficult times, but there's a reason for it, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu understands and feels for a person's pain. Same var, same idea, different twist of the var. Stam, I'd just like to say over one thing. It just hit my mind as I was saying the thing. In terms of sensitivity, I mentioned a person that Rahman al-Tzan is having a hard time having children. I want to tell you a good yusite. It's a good yusite. I don't know if I've ever told it to you before. This yusite just helped me out recently. You have to know when to apply it. You could always ask. But this is something to pay attention to. A bachur in yeshiva many years ago lost, the yeshiva's not that old. A bachur lost his brother. His brother Nebuch was Niftar. And Rav Kalish had told me that this bachur felt a little bad that over the rest of the year, people neglected to mention or to bring up, you know, his brother's loss. Not mentioning, you know, how you doing, it must be hard for you. Just basically ignoring that aspect of his life, ignoring that pain. This is a very tricky thing, but I want to tell you an important thing. If you have a good friend, sometimes he's not your good friend, he doesn't want you to discuss it. But if you have a real friend, and he's going through a real problem, it might be uncomfortable for you to bring it up, but not bringing it up is quite insensitive. Here the person is dealing with a massive problem, a massive pain, massive difficult situation, and you're not aware. Now you are aware because you're thinking about the person all the time and you're dying for the person. But not once to go over to the person and tell him, and this is what you should do. If you're not sure, you should ask. Sometimes people don't want it, sometimes people don't like it. It might have to be a friend. Strangers, sometimes people don't want you, everyone's going to bother them. But you know, you don't have to worry so much because most people don't do it. You go over to the guy and say, don't make him talk. Don't make the person talk, he doesn't have to talk to you. Go over to the person and say, you know, mind me mentioning it, you know? You should know, I really feel for you and I daven for you. And there's no way the person's not going to appreciate it. Because it's not something like it's a secret. I mean, it's obvious that anyone would knows the situation. Ignoring it, not coming over to the person, even if you yourself feel bad for it, but not acknowledging it is not right. It's not nice. The other person feels like no one cares. It's uncomfortable to bring it up. So, what do you think is the right thing to do? I know someone that's going through a difficult situation, and I felt that I knew him well enough that how could I just see him every day? Hi, good morning, how are you? Everything's good, yeah, but I know the guy's going through one difficult situation, one very painful situation. You know, I went over to him and said, you know, at that point it was obvious, you know, people knew. I said, look, it must be very hard for you. And the person told me, I didn't discuss it with him. Not close enough even that I would be his... He has people he talks to. I said, it must be very hard for you. He told me I was the first person, besides people that he had spoken to, first person that came over to him. And he appreciated it. You know, it's like... The person has to realize that sometimes... Don't be afraid. You have to think about what's the right thing to do, and you can't be afraid to say something. I learned this from my parents, because my parents can be very, very... He has the ability to be very blunt. But, you know, sometimes you have to be blunt. You can't ignore people's... You can't ignore, in a very sensitive way, you can't ignore someone's situation. You can't just, like, pretend everything is just hunky-dory. It's not right to the other person. The person's suffering. How could you not acknowledge it? I tell you, Mirasa, I'm a little kid, Mr. Apostle.